This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Birmingham Board of Education is in the midst of selecting a new superintendent, and the search has been anything but smooth. Several board members called for the process to be changed after no local candidates were among the finalists. Two of the five finalists pulled out, citing the political climate. Yesterday, a bomb threat was called into the administration building, forcing an evacuation as candidates were interviewed, and a judge declined to halt the search process after a lawsuit from the interim superintendent. It's all against the backdrop of a school system that has struggled to keep someone in that top position. We talk about the situation with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He's here, as he is most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, I was thinking about this situation and thinking about the last several superintendent searches, and there was turmoil, but this seems unlike anything we've really experienced. Is that really the case?
Well, we've never had a candidate for superintendent bow out after a bomb threat because he saw that it was just too explosive an environment for him to step into.
An explosive environment.
Right. So, no, it hasn't been this contentious, perhaps, but it has been very contentious over and over again. Several cases. The latest, in my mind, was when Stan Mims was hired a few years back. I mean, we had exactly the same sort of situation about a search group that didn't turn up the candidates they wanted. We see it over and over again. And so candidates come in time after time with resentment from part of the board. They don't get political support to do the job, and they end up leaving. And we can go through a whole roster of superintendents who have come and gone with that same dynamic. And while this is ridiculous, it's not that unusual.
Well, what do you see about that criticism that there is not a local candidate among the originally five, now three finalists? The slate of finalists were put together by the Alabama Association of School Boards. Is this a valid criticism?
Well, I mean, if you want some, I mean, you know, that should be their priority. They should say that's a priority if that's what they want. I mean, you know, they ultimately have the hiring authority. If you want what you've had, if you see something in Birmingham that you think is going to lead you in a new direction, they should have gone that route in the first place. You know, I can understand it, but a lot of it certainly to me seems a little bit manufactured.
You've said that we've been here before. We've seen these sorts of dynamics before. I guess what accounts for that upheaval and maybe the increased upheaval this time around?
I mean, I do think that we're sort of in an age of protest, particularly in this town, where you have protests moving from one agency to the next almost daily. And I think that that accounts for some of it. I do think that there is more of an effort to sort of recruit protest when people are dissatisfied, and I think that that really plays a part, and it's just the nature of our city and our world today.
Well, as you write about the situation, you note the revolving door of superintendents that we've had. How do you break that cycle?
You know, that's a really good question. I think part of it is that all of our school board members are elected by district, so their first and foremost commitment is to their district, which means their neighborhood schools, which is always what leads to division among the board in the first place. So I think that that's part of it. But you also end up with a board that has traditionally been sort of against everyone and everything rather than for anyone or anything. And so there's no time to develop a sort of long-term vision to make anything really work.
You know, one refrain that seems to pop up around these situations and has once again is, what about the children? No one's thinking about the children. You use a variation of that phrase as you write about this, but it seems like that phrase comes up either to justify your position, no matter what it is, or really as a cudgel against those who disagree with you. It sounds funny to say this, but it is even helpful to talk about the children in these situations.
Yeah, touche. But it's a good point. But I think that in this particular instance, I mean, one of the biggest knocks against the Birmingham school system over the course of time has been the way it tends to have very large central offices with high-paid staff that are really kind of unidentifiable for what they do, and attempts to kind of disband that and to focus on kids, and the incredible peer pressure there is to take kids out of this town has really been detrimental to them and to the city as a whole. And the bottom line is, whether it's cliche or not, the number one purpose of the school system is not to provide jobs. It's not to do that. It's to educate children and give them a path out. And if we don't do that, we have a real problem.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.